Can you imagine that this comet has not been seen in like 100 years? Think about that for a second. There's like 3 or 4 people in the entire world that were alive when this thing came around the last time that are still alive now. Like, does that not just boggle your mind? And we get to see it. And not only just see it, we get to see it on the really good telescopes, and we get to document it, and we get to make sure that generations to come know that it happened, and they get to see it too. That's like amazing. And it starts with a meteor shower. It like comes with its own entrance parade. How does that happen? This thing is like epic. Yeah, I know. I still pinch myself that we get to do this for a living. Okay, so the meteor showers tonight. We will capture that, document it, make sure the footage is good. And then tomorrow night is the actual comet. So we'll come back and be blown away. I'm just going to double check everything. Make sure we're good to go. Okay, did I not ask you to set up the recording equipment with the telescope? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. Because it's not set up. Never mind, I'll do it. It's fine. You know, I don't know why I even bother asking you to do things. Because you never do them. And when you do, you half-ass them. And I have to end up doing them anyway. And usually it takes me 3 times as long to fix what you've already done. I should just fucking do everything myself. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the extra effort. Yeah, I'm annoyed. I have to back-check everything you do. You have been here long enough that I should not have to second-guess you. When I ask you if your logs are filled out, I shouldn't have to go and check. And I shouldn't have to do them for you if they're not, because you've already left for the day. And I shouldn't have to make sure that your equipment has the right settings to capture what we're doing every single time. You should know better. Like, you're just as trained in this stuff as I am. Why can you not do this? Okay, look, this is all set up. It's fine. It's fine. Just forget it. What do you mean, why have I not gotten you fired? Why would I get... You really want to know why? Because you're right. The ineptitude that I see sometimes, the downright carelessness that I see sometimes, I probably should have gotten you fired long ago. But do you know how difficult it is to find somebody who's truly passionate about what they do? Who actually loves it so much that they're excited to go to work every day? Especially doing what we do, because it can get pretty boring sometimes. That's rare. And that passion and that excitement, it's worth the inconvenience, and it's worth putting up with a little bit of scatterbrained crap. Plus, you're a decent guy, okay? I mean, you're not an asshole. You help me out when I need it. You're not a detail guy for all intents and purposes, and you know that. I'm not telling you anything new. But you care. And you do your best to make sure that everybody knows that you care. And that means something. So, yeah, I'm not going to get you fired because you're not a detail person and because you get distracted by what you're doing and by the actual interesting part of it. So the detail stuff gets missed every now and then. Yeah, I notice that you care. I mean, it's kind of hard not to. It's good, though, that you give a shit about what you do. And that you are considerate of your colleagues, the people around you. I mean, nobody wants to work with that guy that's not, right? So, yeah, just forget it. I'm not turning red. I'm not. It's the weird lighting in here. The equipment and the lighting so that we can see the sky properly. And it's... I'm not getting flustered. I don't get flustered. It's not a thing. I enjoy working with you. I did say that you are attentive. Look, I don't want to talk about this, okay? I turned on the equipment. We're fine. Forget I said anything, okay? Sorry. Yeah, it matters. Do you know how rare it is to find somebody that understands you? That understands the total geekery that is your life? I mean, as a scientist, you should get that. But at the same time, also does things like brings you coffee from the cart in the basement of the museum because you know that the cafeteria coffee blows, and stops at that pretzel cart out front every morning to bring a pretzel for lunch. You do those things for me. And you don't have to. Those are details that you remember, not turning on the equipment or filling in your logbook. They're the ones that are more personal. And that's pretty important. And that means something. So, look, we have work to do, okay? Can we work, please? Yeah, it is important. Of course it is. And of course I notice. I know that you go downstairs to get that coffee every day. I don't say thank you enough. Because I kind of get the feeling you'd be embarrassed if I mentioned it. And a couple weeks ago when those reports were due and I got sick and couldn't finish them on time, you came over and you braved getting sick yourself, which you did, by the way, just to make sure that they got done so I didn't miss a deadline. It had nothing to do with you. But you showed up. And you brought chicken soup, of all things. And then you ended up with the same flu like a week later, which I felt really bad about. So, I mean, I get mad and I get frustrated, but that's just, I don't know. I don't know why I do that. Sorry. I like having you around. What can I say? It wouldn't be nearly the same around here without you. I'm glad you like having me around too. You're really close right now. Is that intentional? Because I already dealt with the equipment. Okay. I'll shut up.
Oh, really?
You wanted to do that for a while, huh? Even when I'm screaming at you and being awful. Well, good, because I've wanted you to do that for a while. Yeah, I mean it. Oh, God. See, I told you passionate. I told you. Oh, God. Yeah. Put your hands under my sweater. You're in my bra. Oh, your palms on my nipples feel so good. Oh, shit. That escalated quickly. Wow. Oh, kiss my neck. Yes. Oh. Play with my nipples. Yes. Oh, what are you doing? Where? That's my hand. What are you doing? That is the bulge in your pants. I will gladly rub that. Just don't stop playing with my nipple. Oh, your cock is getting bigger. It's swelling under my hand. Yes, I can feel it. Oh, fuck. Yes. It's been a while since I've had sex, so this is amazing. Fuck. I want to know what's inside your pants. It feels good from the outside. I can just imagine what it feels like on the inside. Okay, your hand is in my pants. You just went for broke there, didn't you? Your finger just... separated my pussy lips and found my clit. Oh, fuck. Yes. I like it. I do. Oh, okay. I'm rubbing. Your finger on my clit feels so good. Rub it in circles. Yes, I'll go faster for you. Yes. Oh, fuck. I should yell at you more often. Are you gonna make me come just standing here? Cause you're getting pretty close. Oh God. Yes. Rub my pussy, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh, my God. I want to come on your hand if we're not gonna... I can't even form a sentence. What the fuck? I'm rubbing your cock. Yes. Oh, does that feel good? Does my hand feel good on it? Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, don't stop. I'm so wet. You're sliding around in my pussy lips. It's so nice. Fuck. Oh, my clit is swollen. It feels so good. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Just slipped a finger inside me. Oh, no shit, Sherlock. I'm dripping. You're finger fucking me. Fuck. Yes. Yes, kiss my neck. Fuck. Yes. Oh, work that finger in my pussy. your thumb on my clit. I'm gonna come if you're not careful. Please. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Yes. I want your cock in me. I don't want it to be over like this, please. Fuck. Oh my God. Your finger is amazing. You make me gum. What? You want me to come first before you fuck me? Okay. Oh, you're gonna get your way. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Wow, that was amazing. Okay. Okay. I want you to turn me around. I want you to bend me over the desk, and I want you to fuck me from behind now, okay? Because, oh, fuck, I need to be felt by you. I need your cock in me. Oh, fuck. Because if what I felt under my hand is any indication, you are going to make me very, very happy. Please. Oh, let's get this cock out. Oh, fuck. Yes. Okay, I'm gonna turn around. Take my pants down. There. Okay. Oh. Okay, give me a second here. Oh, yes. Okay, just stick your fingers back in. That's good. Oh, fuck. You just had your fingers in my pussy. You're putting them back now. I thought you were gonna fuck me. What are you doing? Okay, yes, I'm ready for you. I'm ready. Yes, okay. Now. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck me, yes. Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Give it to me. Yes. Oh, fuck, you feel so amazing. You're stretching me so big. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes, push me down on the desk. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes. I want you. I want you to come in me, please. Yes. I'm gonna come again. Oh, God, how are you doing this to me? Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck, yes, please. Fuck, yes. Oh, God, yes. I'm gonna come around your cock. Are you gonna come with me, please? Oh, God, yes. Yes. Yes, no. Uh.
Oh, you feel amazing. Oh, that was amazing. I can feel you dripping out of me right now. Oh. What are you doing? You're gathering up the okay. Okay, fingers. You taste good. We taste good. Thank you for that. Okay, we're good. Wait. Shit. Look up. Fuck. The meteor shower is happening over top of us. Fuck. Yeah, I'm giving you shit for not paying attention, and look what I just did. Oh, fuck. Well. It's a good thing I got the recording equipment set up before you fucked my brains out. I'll make you a deal, okay? I'll keep taking care of the details. If you keep